just the same. Love and death, they walk hand in hand. The way to thy grave is just the same.
To Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. That was Ebo Taylor with Love and Death. Hey, listen, if you never listened to the show here, you're in for a treat. We do this every Tuesday every Tuesday, 10 to 11. I'm your host, East Aaron. And so if you have never, you never tuned in Off the Beaten Path, whether you listen every week, listen, you know what we do here. We like to talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in the province, what is going on in the country. Sometimes we look to see what's going on down south, which we'll talk about some today. And then we'll talk about what's going on in the world. Listen, but also I have so much music today that I have prepared just in case I cannot speak. And so kind of before we get started, it's important to acknowledge that that the land in which CITR is on is the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh nations here live from the westernmost part of the Lower Mainland. And yeah, so this week has been very interesting. I feel like everybody is getting sick, including myself. So I'm sorry you missed me last week. I was a little ill. And obviously, you know, when you come into a shared space, particularly a community shared space, you don't want to be bringing your germs. I'm feeling much better. However, not feeling great. I feel like it's quite cruel to have actually have to use your sick days when you're sick. I was sick on Thursday, Friday, and so I didn't go to, you know, I called out of work. And it's one thing, there's like a level of, I don't want to say guilt that you have when you call out of work, when you work from home. But at least for me, it was like, well, how sick am I? And then I thought, and I'm like, why am I pressing myself to be a tool and a cog in the capitalist machine? Like, I'm like, only thing I'm going to do at work today is talk about chips. So there's no reason for me to be pressed so that I can make sure that my report is done about chips. Anyway, so I decided to take the day off, but like when you have to use your sick days for being sick, it's kind of upsetting. However, I'm very fortunate that I have sick days, that obviously that is a benefit. Like, ooh, please, thank you. You know, it feels so weird having to, you know, thank someone for allowing me to not suffer because I got sick. But that's the sick world that we live in. Anyways, and so so I ended up being sick, and you take sick days, especially Thursday, Friday, because you want to be, especially before a long weekend, because you want to make sure, you're like, you know what, I want to make sure that I'm healed up and I'm ready to go for the long weekend so I can enjoy myself. But I ended up just spending a few days on the couch. And then I learned, I was talking to friends. Is that so many people are sick. And I feel like, it's been about 3 years. I feel like they should be coming up with a new vaccine soon. I feel like they should be coming up with a new vaccine, especially because I don't like being sick. So I feel like for me, getting sick is like proof that I need more vaccines, not like proof that I need less of them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand people who have gone the other opposite direction. This weekend, who did I? Oh, I probably looked at so much YouTube, so much TikTok this weekend. Like, I don't even want to look at the hours. But I found myself on so many different weird corners of TikTok. Because I find the longer you scroll, just the more absurd things they send to you. Because I don't think they actually want you on that long. And so I would happen to be on TikTok where people, well, some creators looking like advertise for unvaxxed lovers. And so, like, you know, they're advertising themselves for unvaxxed lovers, and I find that to be something so specific that I don't really understand. And also, like, these TikToks, they come from people who have clearly you look at them and you're like, you have put more questionable things in your body than the vaccine, and I don't really understand why that's the holdup. Anyways, I was sick this past weekend, so I didn't really get to enjoy it, but it's nice to see the weather change, nice to see people outside. It feels like this year that summer kind of snuck up on me, and I don't know if other people feel like that, but it feels as if I had been anticipating summer for a really long time, and, you know, kind of, especially the winter kind of sucked. I feel like we had a little bit more, it was a little colder, a little bit longer, a little bit rainier, and it just felt like summer took forever to get here, and now that summer's here, I'm like, it's almost like every day feels like a gift. But at the same time, a gift to a kid who is spoiled, and I look at myself as like a spoiled kid, because I don't feel like that I'm taking advantage of summer, I don't feel like I'm doing it justice just yet, you know, and I feel like I'm doing a lot of stuff, but it's probably because I feel like I haven't sailed in a long time. So, anyways. Listen, we have so much stuff to talk about. Obviously, we're going to talk about Rick Ross getting beat up here. But before that, we're going to talk, you know what? No. We're going to talk about that, but after some music, because I just have too much good music to play, and I really can't keep all this music to myself. It doesn't seem fair. And I want to share it with you. So, tune in to some Lupe Fiasco.
My castle of sand, waiting on a battle sword, handle all in my hand. The war force is mortal with my door with demands, more important than the fortune that you poured in my pan. From freestyling to recording advance, can you please reinforce all my borders and bands? I should have put it towards some plans. Want a forest, gotta water some plants. Huh. Normally ignoring the branch is par for the course, but when you hold a culture, you can't. Can't parkour over a part, you gotta march forth over your art. And for your fans, when you corner, gotta shorten your stance. Lessen your tails, Philly shell, don't orbit a dance. You hit a bell, then report to the band, and do whatever that the chorus commands. And for the grand,
you're talented all along. Think with fortresses made of stone, we're just palaces made out of flesh and
my mansion of cards. If ever challenged, let us camp in the car. Or hang a hammock from a branch in the park. A planet made of uninhabited parts. Being anonymous don't grant you some dark. Even astronomers keep a camera on Mars. Satellites to track where you are and see your blackest night attack it with sparks. Fireworks are not a match for a star. And fire hurts, burns, blackens, and scars. Can still emerge, learned, attractive, and charred from out the ashes of galactic barrage. Yeah, it gets savage where they traffic mirage. It ain't no magic, they in back of his secret hatches and frauds. You gotta take it back to the start. You gotta tap and learn to rap from the heart. Yeah, yeah.
Talented all alone. Think with fortresses made of stone. We're just palaces made out of flesh and time to shine, to come on. Oh, oh, oh.
Lord, please bless my palace of bones. My soul call my skeleton home, it's on the phone. Get a receiver back to Tyrone. We made a pact, nigga, I'm going back home. Yeah, pack my bag, stagger back to the zone. With a bag full of daggers I've thrown, I'm like my own. Masochist, slash my wrist with a poem. And when I'm gone, don't tamper with a sample my songs unless you're strong. Bicep emojis in the group chat. 5 sets of burpees, don't disturb me if the booth black. I'm going through it, got a bunch of baggage on my roof rack. I have a lot of habits that produce that. They gon' put they tag on it. My condolences to the fast moments. Hope the solar system assists my slow emission and put some lag on it. Window to my soul peering inside the crib where my spirit resides. Lyrics are die.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you'd like to call in, you can use the phone number 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. You can call in, you know, maybe you might have something to say. Maybe you might want to tell yourself happy birthday. Who knows? Just kidding. When this weekend, while I didn't go outside, there were many people outside. One of those people was Rick Ross at a festival called Ignite Fest. Like what I one of the things that I that they don't tell you, and I they don't tell you, is when you get a little bit older, just a little bit, you just stop hearing about stuff, right? You just maybe stop caring a little bit, or maybe some people care a little bit too much. What I thought was just like a natural progression of age and maturity just doesn't seem to happen as naturally. Because I learned about this scuffle with Rick Ross from a friend who was DJing at the event. And, you know, with much fanfare said, Rick Ross got his ass beat. I'll talk to you tomorrow, let you know what happened. So obviously I don't wait. I just go to the internet because the internet, you can see everything immediately. And so what I saw was some grown men, some embarrassing behavior. If you don't know who Rick Ross is, Rick Ross is a rapper from Miami-Dade County and has most recently, you know, been a part of the beef with Drake, just like general beef with Drake. Listen, you know who else has beef with Drake? This guy, he's got two thumbs pointing at himself, me. Just because this is, we'll get back to the fight, the scuffle, the kerfuffle, or, you know, whatever they call it now. And I'll just also address some of the CBC articles, this malpractice. Me and Drake are beefing. If you don't know, long time Drake hater over here, still listen to the music. You know, I like Drake when the melodies are playing. But today, what happened? I just went to go, where did I go today? Went to pick up some lunch. That's what I was doing. Went to go pick up some lunch and was walking by, you know, my favorite karaoke place. And over the past few months, I like have a karaoke set list, right? And so I have a set songs that I like to sing. And over the past few months, one of the songs that I had introduced into my repertoire, and I say by the past few months, I mean, I think it was December, was Hey There, Delilah, because sometimes I like to slip in a, what I would call a gray white track, you know, like a gray white shark, but it's like, I just know that it's going to get them, you know? So it's a crowd favorite, unexpected, coming through. And Hey There, Delilah was my winter one. And then so as I walked past, I just realized, wow, I'll never be able to sing that song again here because Drake ruined it for me. And he ruined it. It's over with. It's over. And it kind of upset me again. Anyways, back to Rick Ross. So Rick Ross is a rapper. He's got videos on the internet calling Drake white boy and just poking fun of Drake's lack of blackness that Drake is clearly insecure about. And so, which is very important to the to the story. So if you're familiar, if you're not, we could play the Kendrick disses anyway. So Rick Ross is at the headlining this Ignite Fest, and he's playing his music. And at the end of the show, his DJ plays Not Like Us. And apparently these dudes at the show were not pleased with them playing Not Like Us, and they were defending their boy Drake's honor by telling Rick Ross and the DJ to turn it off. And obviously didn't turn it off. It's a banger. And they threw a drink in his face, and then they started a fight. And the most embarrassing part of the fight is just that, like, one of the things is that there's so many embarrassing parts of the fight. The fact that everybody in the video looks 40 plus. I feel like I have a personal feeling that, like, you should really leave fighting in your teens and early 20s. I feel like anywhere after like 23, you should be fighting for your life, or maybe fighting for defending the honor of a loved one. You know, maybe that. But even that, I'm American, you might just want to start shooting, you know. I don't know. Fighting after 30, 35, 40? No, it just doesn't seem like just what we're going to do. Anyways, they were fighting at the show, and I was just like looking at the video, just thinking like, wow, how embarrassing is it to be fighting for somebody you know, like when you're saying defending the honor of a loved one. Now these people, they might love Drake, but it just feels a little sus. And then all in the video, it's just a lot of niggas in the video, but there's not a lot of niggas in the video. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. And you're like, I don't think this is doing what they thought it was doing for Drake's reputation. And also, it feels like one of the things that the Kendrick beef likes to point out, which is the insecurity of Drake's blackness, because it looks like he's putting on a costume and is cosplaying as a black American person. And one of the things that this video looks like to me is some Vancouverites cosplaying as rap fans, because it feels like very movie. Like sometimes I think that this place is not a real place, because you're just like, people just really don't really do that in real life. Like outside, there's lots of shit you see outside. You're like, people don't really do that, but they do. And they do it here. And one of those things is fight for your, like, defend your favorite rapper, like warrior style. Yeah, it seems weird. Anyways, and then also in the CBC article, it's like one of those articles that's like not written by anybody, but like you know that they definitely wrote it. And it said a quote from the organizer: "Security did a great job. Everyone exited safely, which is always our primary concern for everyone attending the festival." And that's not true, because I saw the video and they were mud stomping this big ass security guard, and he got kicked in the head about 3 times. I saw him wobble off. Everybody did not exit safely, because I saw one person who did not. And then there was another skinnier rapper who opened for Rick Ross, and he got body slammed, and he got mud stomped. And I'm like, everybody did not exit safely. So, you know, like, well, it's just so bizarre to me that, like, there's somebody who could be driving in their car right now, flip a U-turn, and want to beat me up over Drake. Like, I personally am not fighting for that, you know? I'm like, you got it. But also, don't you feel like a loser? I just feel like if you're fighting for Drake, you should feel like a loser. You know who shouldn't feel like losers? Canada's oldest age group. Because, listen, Canada has more people over the age of 100 than they've ever had, and have tripled the amount of people over 100 since the year 2000. So if you want to know how these people have aged so well, you'll have to wait until after the commercial break.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
Are you interested in being advertised on the radio? CITR radio station broadcasts across 6,000 square kilometers, which means our airwaves reach 3 million folks across the land. From Point Grey Peninsula to Fraser Valley and as far north as Gibson's and Coquitlam Mountain. To find out how you can be advertising with CITR, contact advertising@citr.ca. advertising@citr.ca. Rates start at $100. Strut your stuff and do it with CITR today.
Talk about you and I, really in your life. Used to miss you when you're gone. A red message on your phone. Yeah. Sometimes love don't make it right. Talk about you and I.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yo. This right here's the pretty boy swag. My niggas pretty too. Got pretty boy mags and pretty boy gas. The pretty boy status. A Z too fly. I don't even need a stylist. Nah. Moving something like a gallus. I get what I want. No, I got you niggas jealous. She wants to caress my tats. I let her talk back. Got porn star stats. Yeah. Always end up on top like it's missionary. Beat the pussy up. Put it in the cemetery. Yeah. You not used to a nigga like me. You like white boys rocking Abercrombie. Oh. Shit's too easy to feel this good. What? Shit's too easy to be this complicated. Fuck all the politics, act on your instinct. Yeah. Let's make magic before it's too late.
Make a nigga wanna call you up.
She's a natural, so sexy, rocks the afro, drive me crazy, good temper, she's a dancer, cut like a sample, this the anthem, I'm in Miami, I'm in the Hamptons, a nigga like me, got no agenda, hair braided like Iverson, she like Lou, you look even better in person, I knew this one thing, she was born in August, freak on the low, but she cut me off quick, met another one, shawty's a Pisces, kept it spicy and icy like me, she spends her days on co-star, my life is a movie, come be my co-star. It takes two to tango. My name is Lou Phelps, baby. Nice to meet ya.
Make a nigga wanna call you up.
I don't wanna.
I don't think I had enough.
Yeah.
Make a nigga fall in love. I don't think I had enough.
I don't wanna call you up, cause I don't wanna fall in love.
I don't wanna.
But I don't think I had enough.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Like I said, you can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You know, you might just want to hear your voice, because CITR is the place for all voices. Listen, if you have an idea for a show, listen, you can welcome to come to the studio. You can come to orientation. Listen, you can come sit in and you can have your own show. You can talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. Do whatever you want. It's really a, it's a space to give back. Listen, here at CITR during the summertime, they run summer programming and summer camps for the youth, teaching kids how to DJ, teach kids how to use the radio as a medium to share their voice, teach kids how to make podcasts, how to make advertisements. Do whatever. It's also, as I was thinking, pretty wild. It's pretty wild when you think about just kind of like how radio used to be like one of the only ways that you could share information. And now it is one of the last ways that you can share over the radio waves. Listen, there's going to be some people sometime soon that we're going to have to go back and, scale technology just a little bit back and listen. And when that happens, you can trust that I'll be there. I'll be there, and you can just flip your radio thing to 101.9 as long as you're like within like 10 miles of the station. Unless you donate more money and we can get a more powerful tower. However, that's not why you are listening. Listen, you want to know how are you going to get to 100? How are you going to get to 100? I'm sorry, probably not. Because every time I read one of these articles and these 100-year-old people talk about the reasons why they're 100 years old and, in this one case, V, this woman, she's one of 14 who made it to 100. Well, actually, she's the last one standing. I don't even know the age of the other. Her other siblings died, but she's the last one standing. And so she says, everything in moderation. And I don't restrict myself from anything. I still do yoga and She does a lot of stuff, actually, for being 101 years old. More shit than I do. However, how come I don't understand why none of these people say luck? And my next question is, if none of the reason why none of them say luck, because maybe it's not lucky to live to 101. Anyways, I don't know. I really clicked on this because I really want to know why they would use an AI photo for a 101-year-old lady. And then I clicked on it, and it's actually her. And that's both terrifying and relieving at the same time. However, it's more terrifying because it just looks like if you just go to CBC right now and you just type in, you just go to Google, you type in Canada's oldest age group is also, and then you just type in CBC, Canada's oldest age group, CBC, you're going to see this picture and you're going to be like, oh, this lady looks not real. And then you read the caption and you say it is real. Anyways, there's a few people. Could you imagine being 101 and living with your 70-year-old daughter? Seems wild. Like, I feel like that would be just like a mind fuck. You just wake up and you're like, whoa, we're both old as fuck. Like, I wonder if they talk about that. They sit around and they're like, oh, shit. Didn't they used to be here? Also, it must be crazy living to 101 just knowing that, like, your kids could die of old age before you do. And then, like, would not a tragedy? Like, I think, like, you know, as I turn 35, I'm like, you know, when are you out of the range of your death being a tragedy and you die too soon? And I feel like I'm there. Well, I think 35 might be on the dot, might be, but like 37, you're not getting the too soon allegations. You know what I mean? You're getting the we must investigate allegations. Anyways, so basically, I was actually doing a little recon on this a few weeks ago because we're doing a project about old people. It's like a big thing in my job. We look at like the youngest generation, which is really actually silly. We look at the youngest generation for like trying to uncover like what are the trends that are going to be happening in the next few years. And then we look at the oldest generation to see like how are we going to extract as much money from these people as possible before they die and give it away to the government or to their kids. And that is kind of just how companies thinking about people. When in reality, what you see is that old people are carrying and fucking us as they do and just dragging us along. And it's terrible. Anyways, so I think that all these old people look delightful, not going to lie. But I feel like if you live to 101, you live to 101 and you were, you know, controversial opinion. Sometimes, like, I used to think, like, man, it would be really cool so I could get really old and I could just talk shit. And the people, you know, just gonna have to listen to me talk. And this weekend, I was around an old person who was talking shit. And like an old person who I didn't meet as an old person. Like I met them as an elder person who was, you know, quite, you know, polite and nice and, you know, had good stories, funny. And then I've been here for a long time. And then they've become an old person. And they have become an old person that I don't know when it happens, but I'm sure it's kind of along the same line as the death too soon allegations. You're like, damn, you really don't shut the fuck up. And sorry. And it's like, I say that with complete being like, come on, because sometimes old people you're just like, not only are they just keep going, but you're like, you just keep, this story sucks, you know? And I find that sometimes that happens, especially when the stories revolve around something that has to do with them not being black, but me being black. And there's like, they meander to this relatability. And I find it, especially when old people try to do it, you are like, listen, there's no real way that this goes that I'm impressed. Like, this conversation is not going to end with me finding this story endearing. It just really never does. And sometimes I wish I could just tell old people to just shut the hell up, but it's rude. But at the same time, reading a story about this 100-year-old man who says, you know, he can go days without speaking to someone. And my bias tells me, like, my heart and my empathy says, is like, you know, Issa, maybe you should go speak to him. Not like him, but like, you know, maybe that's something you should do with your community service. Go to the old folks' home here in Vancouver and, you know, go talk to some old people. Like, there's definitely some nursing homes, some old people who just, you know, just need, want to have a good conversation. And I'm like, yeah, like, sounds good. Like, it sounds like such a nice, noble, good idea, you know, to go and go to the old folks' home and you're chatting them up and you just got these good feelings and they pass down some wisdom and you're just listening. And then I think about like my real life situations, talking to old people, especially old people who, when they're in their search for something in common, I know where they're going to go. And I'm like, that could be a terrible situation for this old person. Cause I would hate for one of the last memories to be is me, either cussing them out at worst or being dismissive at best, you know, or telling them that old, black person that they knew, wasn't really their friend. They just worked for your family. When we get back, we're going to talk about two old people who have the potential to destroy the country of my homeland. But until then, we're going to listen to some good music. Listen, because I got some Sango coming up, and then I also have... No, I'm not even going to tell you about that. But you're just going to listen to it anyways.
Yeah. So my kids count cake. We done made it from the apartments to the house to the lake. God is on my plans, that's a walk-through. God is on my plans. So my kids count cake. We done made it from the apartments to the house to the lake.
Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Nem se aprontou, né, bebê? Já são meia-noite, eu tô na tua porta, então melhor me atender. Se maquiando, se arrumando, saio do banho e leirei. Me acelerei pra te ver, começa a Deus a me envolver. Viver os pecados, prazer, qual perfume tu tá usando? Qual roupa que você tá vestindo, pra eu imagina tirando. A gente ainda nem tá indo, penso na gente voltando. Ou dependendo do caminho, estacionei dentro do banco. Você me pedindo e acatando, e tacando, e admirando a viagem, os detalhes, seus olhos, sua boca, suas curvas, sua louca, hipnotizado, vontade de falar que amo, mas não vou entregar o jogo assim tão fácil.
Jamais.
Visão.
visão.
Sempre quando a noite vem e você quiser alguém, é só me ligar, ok? Relaxa, tá tudo bem. Sei tu não é de ninguém, só quero curtir também. Sempre quando a noite vem e você quiser alguém, pode me ligar, ok? Relaxa, tá tudo bem. Sei tu não é de ninguém, só quero curtir também.
Por que que eu fui me amarrar? Mas tenho que manter me amarrar. Mas é só você brotar e eu querer te agarrar. E querer que seja no quarto nossa festa e farra. Vem, preciso de baile, nem noitada na sua ou na minha casa. Eu trouxe duas garrafas, criminoso e criminosa lado a lado. E se eles falam do nosso passado, nosso lance é bem maior. E faz todo caso ser abafado.
Faz. Você gemendo chamando meu vulgo. 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 Sempre quando a noite vem e você quiser alguém, é só me ligar, ok? Relaxa, tá tudo bem. Sei tu não é de ninguém, só quero curtir também. Sempre quando a noite vem e você quiser alguém, pode me ligar, ok? Relaxa, tá tudo bem. Sei tu não é de ninguém, só quero curtir também.
You have to understand how things are up here.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. And before we talk about two people who are absolutely too old for their jobs, there is someone else who is getting a little too old. Happy birthday, Alex. So if you haven't heard, the United States Supreme Court just basically said that the president is immune from any official, anything official duties cannot be, like, you know, cannot be tried in criminal charges for anything that happens under the official, except for, like, what means official is kind of like anything. And so anything means basically that Donald Trump is, he's immune from facing any criminal charges, even though he's already been, you know, charged and convicted, which I always felt was, like, so silly, man. It's like, did you really think, what did people think was going to happen when Donald Trump was convicted of a crime? Did people think that he was just going to be like, you got me? You got me. You caught me red-handed. I'm, you know what? For the good of the country, I'm going to bow out. Come on now. And it's so wild. I mean, like, it's one of those things where, I mean, we haven't even talked about the debate here. Like, that's one thing I wanted to talk about last week so much. With the debate, and that's, like, we've talked about here on the show, just how old these dudes are, and, like, how my wish is just that I would like to see both of them die of natural causes before the election starts, like, maybe, like, a month heading up to the election, because I just want to see what it would look like, you know, just, like, what would that look like? I think it would look crazy. It would look crazy. And maybe out of that craziness, we definitely would get something worse. Like, the Supreme Court said that you could bribe people, said that you could, they just went back on a ban for this particular type of barrel for an assault weapon. They basically said that, like, the gun piece, it's like, you're like, man, this is all tragic. And one of the tragic things is that the United States Democratic Party just kind of refuses to engage in the rule of law the same way that the Republican Party does. And it's just like, and it just actually just leaves us vulnerable. It's like, this is not the same, but, like, I used to have a bully when I was growing up, and I was instructed that I was not allowed to hit this bully, and it, because, like, that was the right thing to do. Like, Issa, you're never supposed to hit back, you know. You're not supposed to hit, and I was just getting bullied, just every day for months. And when my mom pulled up to the school and saw what my bully looked like, she was like, "That's your bully?" And I said, "Yes." "The same person that you've been telling me not to hit back." And she was like, "Well, do what you got to do to defend yourself." And I was like, you know, it took my mom many moons to figure out that sometimes you just got to hit back. And the Democratic Party hasn't learned that. You know who else hasn't learned? The Chihuahua owners who were arrested after a dog overdosed on heroin and cocaine at a motel in South Carolina. The couple pled guilty after their 15-pound Chihuahua. 15-pound Chihuahua. That's a big-ass Chihuahua. Was found dead after it suffered a cocaine and heroin overdose. And the dog didn't even die. This is crazy. Sorry, sometimes I read the stories on the same time. I was just expecting, okay, the dog died. How did they find out? No, they didn't find out. The dog didn't die. The dog came to after it was delivered with some dog Narcan and some oxygen, taken to a nearby animal hospital. And basically, when the ambulance came in, they found heroin on the table, and then they charged the people with endangerment of the dog. And listen, there's so many things that cannot be right, but I cannot fit these in. Listen, we got 2 minutes to talk about four stories. Listen, one of them all of them are sad. One of them is potentially funny. One of them that is sad is that the cop who shot Tamir Rice. So if you don't know who Tamir Rice, which was in 2014, he is a 12-year-old who was murdered by the Cleveland police after they pulled up to a park. And within 0.4 seconds, they get out and shoot him and kill him. And there was a big rally in this was one thing that caused me to leave Cleveland, because there was a big rally in Cleveland for another officer who shot different people. And they were so ecstatic about it that they had a 4,000 people rally downtown and in the same week that Tamir Rice was killed. Anyways, the cop who shot Tamir Rice has been hired in West Virginia Police Department. And I feel like you just have to change professions after that. Like, wouldn't you want to? Like, after you shoot a 12-year-old boy, you're just like, I don't want to be a cop anymore. You know, like that. Like, sometimes I feel like that about my job. And all I do is sell chips, you know, sell chips to people. And finally, before we log off, listen, like, while I know that I said CITR is for everybody, CITR has a voice for everybody. CITR does not have a voice for the Hawk 2 girl. Hawk 2 girl. Haley Walsh is her name. And because, like, I understand, you know, taking advantage of your moment, of your viral moment. But, like, I have heard enough. Like, I feel like, you know, I miss the days when, you know, things would just be funny on the internet, and it would just be funny on the internet, and then people would just went and lived their lives, and they did not try to capitalize off every single moment of fame and notoriety. Listen, I have only seen the clips that were going around on Twitter from this woman's interview. And the crazy part is that, like, she'll be rich, but, like, if you listen to her interview, you will feel worse. Just kind of about how you just feel worse. I'm just not going to lie. Anyways, listen, we do this every Tuesday. Listen, I'll post it. You post this. I'll post the songs. I post the songs. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but I post the songs on CITR.ca/offthebeatenpath. Listen, you can tune into the music. You can find the music if you liked it. If you like my show, listen, I have over 8 years of shows. I think over 275 episodes. You can tune in, listen, or you can just wait until next Tuesday. But if you can't wait that long, you don't have to.